Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Monday, May 1st. I'm Pierre Bien-Aimé for The Wall Street Journal. Canada and one of the country's main public sector unions, Public Service Alliance of Canada, reached an agreement early today to end a 12-day strike. The deal includes a 12% wage gain over 4 years, the union said, for about 120,000 employees who help process immigration and passport applications and deliver jobless benefits to the unemployed. Economists were closely monitoring the labor dispute to assess its impact on the Bank of Canada's task of driving inflation down to 2%. March data indicated inflation slowed to 4.3%. Ernst & Young's 18-month effort to split its auditing and consulting operations, known as Project Everest, is dead, at least for the next few years. That's according to a recording of a recent webcast heard by The Wall Street Journal, in which Kevin Flynn, the head of tax at EY's U.S. arm, told his staff that, quote, "It's behind us." The overwhelming majority of EY's 13,000 partners backed a breakup, according to an internal email sent in March by the firm's global leader. After the breakup plan ended, EY's U.S. leader pledged to modernize the firm's governance structure, according to a copy of an internal email viewed by the journal. And Islamic State's top leader was killed during a Turkish operation in northwestern Syria on Saturday, Turkey's president said. The country's security officials said intelligence operatives blew open the doors of a house that the man, codenamed Abu al-Hussein al-Qurashi, was hiding in after he didn't respond to calls to surrender. The ISIS leader then detonated an explosive belt. A spokesperson for the U.S.-led military coalition against the extremist group said via text message that, quote, "We don't comment on other nations' military operations." If confirmed, this would be the third Islamic State leader to die in less than 18 months. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.